Welcome to the Apostolic Prophetic Bible Ministry by missionary Ewald Frank. Brother Frank, as the whole world knows him, received his commission to preach the Word of God on April the 2nd, 1962. Since that time, he has ministered in more than 130 countries, speaking to entire nations over radio and TV. His true apostolic teaching is appreciated by God's people around the world. And now, Brother Frank.
Beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, dear friends, this is Brother Frank speaking to you from the Mission Center in Krefeld, Germany. I greet you in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We call this ministry Apostolic Prophetic Teaching Ministry, going back to what God spoke through the prophets, what was revealed to the apostles, taking the Old and the New Testament together, showing forth how God made promises and then fulfilled what he said. Beloved, it's so important at this time to have divine orientation, to go from scripture to scripture, not to explain, not to interpret, but to line God's word up so that one scripture is complementary to the other, and all the questions one would have referring to God's word, they are all answered only in God's holy word. Knowing the time we're living in, one has to go to the prophetic scripture, to Daniel, to Revelation, to understand the predictions in their fulfillment. Knowing the return of Christ to be imminent and God's people to be ready for that great day, beloved, we have to take inventory to find out if we believe, as the scripture says, if we do walk in obedience to the word of God, if we are preparing to leave this world to be with the Lord forever. In the prophet Daniel, in chapter 12, we read, "But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased." And then in verse 7, "And I heard the man clothed in linen, who was above the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand unto heaven, and swore by him who liveth forever, that it shall be for a time, times and a half, and when he shall have accomplished the breaking up of the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished." And then verse 8 and 9, "And I heard, but I understood not. Then I said, O Lord, my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, Go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end." In the book of Revelation, chapter 22, John on the Isle of Patmos was told not to seal the words revealed to him, for the time was near to fulfillment. Revelation chapter 22, verse 10. And he says unto me, seal not the words of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. And then in verse 12, and behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give everyone according to his works. Beloved, if we go to Revelation chapter 10, we read in verse 6 a similar text as we read in the prophet Daniel chapter 12, verse 7. Here we read, and swore by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that are in it, and the earth and the things that are in it, and the sea and the things which are in it, that there should be time no longer. Another translation says, and delay shall be no longer. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he has declared it to his servants, the prophets. Beloved, I read these passages for one purpose, to let you know that when the time of fulfillment comes, the Lord watches over his word. Only then our understanding is opened up to receive divine revelation. Before, we all might guess, but then if we are honest, as Daniel was, he confessed, I understand not. And then he was told the book would be sealed to the time of the end, but not forever, only until the time of the end. And this end time is now. It's not only the end time, we're just nearing the very end of the end time. We can look into the last 100 years, into the last 50 years, and see how Bible prophecies are being fulfilled. 100 years ago was the mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And then after World War II, about 50 years ago, a mighty move of God started. It was just tremendous. Bible days were here again. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever, manifested himself in his resurrection power. I'm a witness of this great revival, healing, salvation revival. I met William Branham in person, knew him for 10 years, drove with him in the same car, and was with him in meetings in Europe and in the USA, coming to understand that he was a man sent from God, not somebody who decided to start a ministry. If you will pardon me, but if you check with all the great men on earth today, they decided to have a ministry, decided to be evangelist, decided to do this or that. But beloved, true men of God do not decide. True men of God are called, divinely called and commissioned. They know the day, the place where it happened, and they know the words of the commission they were given. You can go to Abraham, to Moses, to Elijah, to all the prophets. You can go to John the Baptist. You can go to the Apostle Paul, how the Lord appeared to him in that supernatural light on his way to Damascus. And there he was commissioned. Therefore, he could speak with divine authority, saying in Galatians chapter 1 from verse 10 that he preached the word of God in a way not to please men, but to please God. He continues to say, I did not receive the gospel by the teachings of a man, but by the direct revelation of Jesus Christ. Beloved, as the time of grace is nearing its end, the Lord completes his work, like in the work of creation. He finished his work and then he rested on the seventh day. So according to Revelation chapter 20, the first resurrection will take place before the millennial reign starts. Therefore, the scripture says, blessed and holy is he that has part in the first resurrection. And only after the 1,000 years will be the second resurrection and the white throne judgment, as we can read in Revelation 20 from verse 11 to the end. So the ministry God gave to me is not only to preach to the nations as a witness, but also the ministry to call God's people together, to let them hear the words of the Lord, to take them away from all interpretations back to the Word of God. Beloved, in the prophet Hosea, in chapter 1, we read in verse 9, and then the second part of verse 10, then said God, call his name Lomam me, for ye are not my people, and I will not be your God. Next passage, verse 10, second part, and it shall come to pass that in the place where it was said unto them, ye are not my people, there it shall be said unto me, ye are the sons of the living God. First, and that's natural, if we are born into this world, we're not yet children of God. We're just children of men by natural begetting, being born in the natural way into this world. But then, when we are born again by the Word and the Spirit of God, we become the children of the Most High. Then if we go to the New Testament, we see how God began to place us back into our original position as sons and daughters of God, making a new beginning in Christ Jesus, his only begotten Son. We have to understand, beloved, this is not only a teaching, this is a reality. In Christ, the only begotten Son, We all were received by God in the Son, in whom the Father was pleased. And only if God is pleased with us, we shall make it to glory. And when did the Father say, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased"? When he was obedient and said, "It behooves us to fulfill all righteousness," and was baptized in water by John, only then the heavens opened and the Holy Spirit came down. So it is with us. We must go back to the teachings of the beginning of the New Testament. Repent, everyone, and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. That is God's way to bring us back into our relationship with Himself. We understand, according to Romans, the 8th chapter, how we were placed back. Romans chapter 8, verse 3. For what the law could not do, in what it was weak through the flesh, God sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. Because we all had sinned in this body of flesh, the Lord of glory had to come into a body of flesh. And therefore, in the Old Testament, we know Him in the spiritual body, appearing to Abraham, talking to Moses, walking already in the Garden of Eden, the great I Am, in whose image we were made. And then, of course, as we are in the body of flesh, have sinned in the body of flesh. And beloved, let me straight tell you, the original sin was in the body of flesh. It was not only disbelief and disobedience. Something more happened, because right after the fall, the Lord God said to the serpent, "I will put enmity between you and your seed, and between the woman and the woman's seed." We all know Christ is the seed of God who came through the woman, through the virgin, through Mary, to bruise the serpent's head. So Eve was in the transgression. And beloved, if you understand it or not, but something happened in the Garden of Eden. The serpent beguiled Eve. That's what the scripture says. And therefore, Cain was born and Adam knew his wife. And of course, being responsible for Abel. You might not understand this at this moment, but dear friends, you did not come into this world. You were not born into this world because your daddy and mama were eating some fruit or just had a cup of tea or an ice cream. You were born because there was a relation between your father and your mother. And that's why we are all born in sin. And that is the original sin. Therefore, the Son of God had to come by the virgin birth. The Holy Spirit overshadowed Mary. And the scripture says, the angel speaking, "That which is born of you is of the Holy Ghost." So we see the beginning of the new creation of God in Christ, the Son. And therefore, we understand when the Scripture says that God condemned the sin in the body of flesh in Christ our Savior, because he took the sin, the original sin, he took the fall upon himself. He was the virgin-born Son of God. And we must also be born of the same word and of the same spirit to be taken out of the fall. Then it says here, further in Romans, the 8th chapter, verse 14, for as many as are led by the Holy Spirit, or by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Are you led by the Spirit? Am I led by the Spirit? The Spirit leads into the Word of God, reveals unto us the mysteries of the kingdom of God, takes us from Genesis to Revelation, that we might understand by divine revelation the mysterious plan of God with humanity. And then in verse 15 in Romans 8, for ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. They who are not my people shall be called the sons of the Most High. Then, if you go to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, reading right on, you will find in the last few verses, there is a calling out, ye my people, come out from among them, be ye separate, then ye shall be my sons and my daughters, and I will be your God. And if you go to Romans chapter 8, verse 29, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Beloved, we have a high calling. A great price was paid, not with silver and gold, but by the precious blood of the Lamb. We were redeemed. The Savior gave his life so that we could be saved. Then in Galatians chapter 4, I believe known by everybody who reads the Scriptures, it says here in Galatians chapter 4, verse 4-7, but when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. Verse 6, and because ye are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore, thou art no more a servant, but a son, and if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Beloved, as we are now living so close to the second coming of Christ, and the bride church must be prepared, let me read to you Revelation chapter 21, verse 7. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. He that overcometh, we read in Galatians 4, that we're heirs of God through Christ, and we are to inherit all things. Beloved, this is the time to prepare for the return of Christ. This is the time to come back to God's word and to believe, as the scripture says, to repent, to be baptized, and to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit and be led by the Spirit of God into all the truth, and the truth is the Word of God. Please have part in what God is doing right now. This is the last and final visitation of God upon the earth. The calling out time, the gospel is being preached as a witness to all, but as a last call to those who have an ear to hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. May the blessings of Almighty God rest upon you, and may the word not return void, but accomplish what it was sent for, in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
If you were blessed by this message and would like to know more about what God is doing in our time, we would love to hear from you. Brother Frank has published some booklets and tracts about many important Bible subjects, which are translated into many different languages and are sent out free of charge. You are welcome to order your free copy from Mission Center, P.O. Box 100707 in 47707, Krefeld, Germany.